You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up on the show on Friday. I think it was during Rattle Off, maybe. But we were talking to somebody, and something came up about a perk of their job. And Jeremy and I were laughing about that because we, in the past, we have done segments on this, but it's been a long time. And we like to think that every job has at least some kind of perk.
Yeah, big or small. I mean, we just got a message from a guy who heard that we were doing this. Kirk says he works for Nabisco and he gets free cookies. They don't have a 401k match, but they will give you free cookies. No, I don't know if they do or not. But we got some chocolate chip cookies for you here, Kirk. Free in the break room.
That's pretty good. Funny. Jen wrote in, said she, so she works for, she's like a consultant for a credit union, and she says they, what they do is they give them points if they have a good month in like deposits or loans or something like that. Sure. They build up points, and she was able to use her points to pay for like $1,500 worth of a trip to Disney World.
No way. That's great.
Look at that.
That's very cool. I like that.
It's kind of interesting, the points system.
Yeah, it gives you a little incentive to work harder.
Almost like getting skee ball tickets or whatever. You go and trade it in. What can I get for, 12 tickets?
Yeah, that's really neat.
But Jeremy and I are working in an industry where concert tickets, that's usually the biggie. Sometimes some sporting events tickets.
You can generally get help with anything that you want just by messaging somebody from your work email. And they're like, oh my God, I listened to you. How can we help you? That's always nice. And then, it's funny, the hours, it's like an upside and a downside. I would say one of the perks is getting up so early and doing your job and then being out of here by 11 o'clock every day. I would say that's a pretty good perk. It's just the schedule is kind of nice.
Until that lack of sleep comes back and kicks your butt and kills you at age 71.
Until your heart's beating really fast at 6 at night. And yeah.
Hey, we should throw in one more that we got from our company.
What's that?
Is that Slapshot Broadcasting owns, some professional sports teams. Yes. And we got a freaking Stanley Cup championship ring.
That is a nice go-to brag at the house when you have friends over and you're like, you guys want to see a Stanley Cup ring? I got one. And they're like, what? I was like, oh, yeah, I was a huge influence in the Avs, helping them win the Stanley Cup. Huge influence.
So here's what we want to know. What is the perk of your job? And like Jeremy pointed out, they don't have to be big ones. Like getting a Stanley Cup ring, big perk. But free cookies? Hells yes.
Solid
Nothing
perk.
Wrong with that.
Trudy is a certified vet technician and they get discounted vet services. That's good. And your dog swallows rocks.
Jessica and Aurora gets a gym membership.
That's good.
That's cool. Jess says the employees get a Brazilian waxing.
What?
Let's get you signed up for that. Let's get you a Brazilian.
Where was this at? Do you have their number?
Where she works? She says for my employees.
Wow, everybody is so smooth there.
And then you get merch that says smooth as butter.
Let's take some calls. That's hilarious.
Go to the phones. Greg's holding. Greg, what's your perk at your job?
Hey, I actually get a paid sabbatical every 5 years.
A paid sabbatical?
I'm really excited for that, yeah.
For how long?
28 consecutive days.
Whoa. That's
See, I got a friend
nice.
Of mine who works for a big, you wouldn't happen to work for an investment firm, would you?
I would, actually, yes. One of the bigger ones.
Okay, is it Chuck? Do you work for Chuck?
Perhaps, yeah. So, some of those firms frown at us announcing that because it can be like financial advice. But
okay. Understood. Okay. That's so I've got a friend who works for Chuck. That's Charles Schwab. And she talks about her sabbatical every 5 years. She loves it, man. Takes a month and just goes away. And
your coworkers must hate it, though, because they got to pick up your slack.
Well, we all get it, though. So it's like, my boss took his last July. I'm taking mine this October. So, it's kind of a give and take. You got to cover for everyone.
What are you going to do for those
28 days off?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do this October?
So I'm checking off a bucket list item. I've never done like a European backpacking trip. So we're mm-hmm. my buddy and I are flying to we're starting in Bucharest, and we're just going to work our way west and spend 28 days doing that.
That sounds fancy.
What fun!
Very
good
cool.
for you.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very excited.
You better make sure you send us some photos from your trip while you're over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send them your way.
Text your photos. Greg, thank you.
Thanks, man.
That's a pretty good. Would you like that? A 28-day sabbatical after 5 years?
It's also not only do your coworkers have to pick up the slack, but I'd be worried that for those 28 days, they would finally realize that they don't need you. You know?
Here's Brian. Brian, what is your perk?
Well, I own a musical instrument repair shop up here in Broomfield, and so we do work for a bunch of guys that play in the theater pit orchestra, so I get free theater tickets and free concert tickets and things like that. So, yeah.
So you own a music shop, huh? Dang.
Yeah. We fix mostly brass and woodwind stuff for the schools around town. And
tell me it's called Let's Get Horny.
No. I'm allowed to say the name of it. Is that okay?
No, that's all right.
Not unless it's Let's Get Horny.
Brian, thanks for the call.
Come on. It's a great name for a horn shop.
They missed an opportunity.
Missed it.
Misty, get a load of this, and then we'll go back to more calls. But Misty wrote in, and she said, when I worked for, I'll just say it's one of those grocery delivery companies.
Okay.
if there wasn't an answer with the door delivery, if they didn't answer the door, I would get free groceries.
Oh, really? You get to
keep
them.
Does that sound right?
I tried knocking. Sounds suspicious.
She says if they insisted on them having to get the groceries and that you were not to just leave it, we could keep it because stores just threw out anything perishable. We were told to either.
Really? That sounds ripe for being taken advantage of.
Did you say ripe?
Ripe.
Back to the phones. Here's Brooke. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So we're talking about perks of the job. What do you get?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse at a hospital, and they have what's called oasis rooms, and in each oasis room, they have a massage chair. So when we feel like we need a break, we can go in there and get a little bit of a massage.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is it kind of dark? Got some mood lighting in there?
You got that coming, too. Good for you. Good for you.
Okay, that's nice.
Brooke, thank you for that. See, that's a great perk for employees right there.
Samantha says I'm an EMT and I get all the rubber gloves I want.
Okay. Got a lot of call for those? I mean, not judging or anything.
Wow.
Christina in Lakewood, we get free heartworm and flea and tick treatments every year for our dogs.
Yeah. I commented on that. I said, and for yourself.
Here's Ben. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What do you got? What's the perk?
So I was on a previous job that I had, but I used to be a concierge in Las Vegas, and the pay sucked and is high stress, but I got to go to pretty much any show I wanted to go to, eat at any restaurant I wanted to eat at, and got to do a lot of the Vegas-style tours, like, you know, helicopter tours to the Grand Canyon and things like that.
That's a big perk, man. A lot of activities. So,
again, the pay was not good, but the perks were kind of to make up for that.
Yeah, they knew.
What was your favorite show?
I really enjoyed Blue Man Group. I know a lot of people don't like it because they're just not into percussion, but and another one.
You know, I'm just not into percussion.
I thought Blue Man Group was a very fascinating show.
Same. It was incredible.
Anyway,
I would not like three times.
So weird.
Good for you. Hey, Ben, thank you very much for that call. We appreciate that. Nicholas says, discounted hotel rooms.
Yeah, some guy named Josh on my Facebook said, producer for the Dom and Jeremy show. I have literally no perks.
Shut up, Josh.